You've got this friend that recently decided she's the leader of your social group. Maybe leader of the world would be a better characterization. From her perch on top of the globe, she's begun to evaluate the actions of others one task at a time. And when they fail by her standards, to say that she merely looks down on them would be too soft. She will degrade them in public, nitpick them in private to no end, and appear never to release them. That dog with a bone. Until another poor soul is found deserving of more severe punishment for a transgression. This attitude of hers towards friends started after she received a recent promotion to manager at her job. It makes you wonder if she is treating her friends this way, how she is handling those employees she now oversees. Although the barrage hasn't begun towards you yet, you know it's just a matter of time before your number will be up. From training with the Stoicists, you know that being judged when you express your unique thoughts and opinions is not new. It's because people have a tendency to look down on others who differ from them. You also know that behind this phenomenon are concepts such as social conformity, cognitive biases, and self-preservation instincts. Receiving judgment from another is a powerful force that can have a profound impact on your life. This behavior by your friend can negatively shape your thoughts, beliefs, and actions, influencing how you perceive yourself as well as others if you accept her judgment. And when you're eventually faced with your friend's judgment, you'll likely experience feelings of self-doubt, shame, and even fear. You know these negative emotions will hinder your personal growth, creativity, and self-expression. However, you also recognize that judgment is a natural human instinct. Throughout history, humans have relied on judgment as a survival mechanism. As humans, we instinctively assess our surroundings, evaluate potential threats, and form opinions based on our experiences and beliefs. In today's complex society, this instinct can sometimes lead to harmful consequences, especially when it comes to one's interactions with others who differ from them. Also, social conformity is a key factor in your friend's mind. It's the tendency for others to adjust their attitudes and behaviors to align with this leader of the group. This need for conformity by other group members stems from humans' innate desire to fit in and be accepted by others. So, when expressing your opinion or acting differently from this self-proclaimed leader, you will deviate from the norm, which can threaten the stability and cohesiveness of the group. For the leader, your expression of a different viewpoint will challenge the beliefs of the other leader and in turn triggers feelings of discomfort and insecurity in the leader. As a result, you know that other group members will condone the leader's behavior of punishing you, and they will feel compelled to reject you because you challenge the status quo. A leader's behavior is a means of protecting the group's cohesion and reinforcing her own beliefs while holding on to preconceived notions, even in the face of contradictory evidence. In the end, you decide it's time to end your relationship with this leader. You will attempt to associate with others in the group, but if they attempt to judge you by their leader's rules, then it's goodbye. For you know that such conformity by the group will stifle your creativity, innovation, and personal growth. Besides, you know it's important to remember that when judgment is being passed, it says more about those doing the judging than it does about you. Overcoming the fear of judgment starts with embracing your own individuality and accepting that it's okay to be different. So, you'll continue to celebrate your unique thoughts, opinions, and experiences, and surround yourself with a supportive network of individuals who appreciate you for who you are. It's your way of setting boundaries and protecting your mental well-being as you continue your journey of personal growth and self-improvement as you serve God. Now, using my Stoic storytelling method, my friend looks down on others when they don't do what they think they should. How do I react? It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Epictetus. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Jesus. I will end this friendship. I realize to continue my association with this friend would require my participation in judging others. The character trait I improved was keeping an open mind so all can have personal growth. Thank you for sharing your mind with me. For your continued success, hear my secret. When they pass judgment on the action of others, disassociate from the group so your creativity will not be smothered. Now relax, control your mind, and be as you wish to seem, empowered. Remember, it's the situation keeping my connection with Him. I'm Lori Stith, the Stoicist, your Christian life coach, and I believe in you. If you like what you mentally now see, join my website to learn and think like me at StoicMatchmaker.com.